Welcome to the Sunday Recap. I'm Nathan Kolopek, and this is Sabrina Hargis. Sabrina's on the SALT staff team, but she's here to help us process the message from this past Sunday on personal holiness.
Yep.
All right, Breenster. Jake quoted this quote, "Worldliness is whatever makes sin look normal and righteousness look strange," right? This idea of like fitting into the world system. Where have you felt tempted before to fit into the world, fit in worldliness?
Yeah, I love that quote. I think the first thing that comes to mind is gossip. Like so often we're in circles where a conversation can quickly go to a place that is not honoring towards somebody. And I think that's a tricky one even to identify if it's gossip or not, because it happens so often, right?
Totally.
And so, being in circles and maybe even like nodding my head, going along with it, is still contributing to gossip, right? Instead of stepping up, saying, hey, let's turn the conversation a different way. That's not honoring to that person.
That's tough because there's a whole like category of things that we as Christians are like used to in Christian culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know when the last time in connection group someone confessed to gossip, right?
Yeah.
Because in church, it almost is normal when we've let worldliness slip in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think for me, pride and ambition, I hate to say it, but in ministry, like if there's someone who's externally like greedy and looking for a position in the company, whatever, you can almost sniff it out. But sometimes in ministry, I can trick myself and let worldliness slip in.
He's encouraging you to do that.
Yeah. Coronavirus. I don't know. Whenever you get up for work, whatever. But rather than maybe greed for material stuff, it's like authority position, whatever. It can slip in. Worldliness can infect that way too. Fitting in. Jake said, treasuring God is the beginning of holy living. I just want to read Leviticus 20:26 that he was pulling that from. It says, "You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples, and you should be mine." So this motivation he's giving us is like God himself, God's character, right? Have there been times where you've tried to motivate yourself towards holy living with something other than treasuring God?
Yeah. Definitely. I think even in this time of COVID, right?
Yeah.
Rhythms are thrown off. We're not, working the same. We're not seeing the same people. At the beginning of that, I think it was like, man, I have more time on my hands. Let's like spend more time with God. What can I do in my day to day to really focus on holy living, right? I think as we were at home longer and away from people longer, I didn't like feel like I was getting closer to God, if that makes sense. And I think at first I started comparing myself to others. Like my situation is not as bad as others, right? Like I'm one of the most unaffected people with COVID. I'm healthy, right? I have a job, right? I'm grateful. And it turned into me like thinking of my time with God as like a checklist almost. As opposed to like knowing that I'm being invited into a relationship with God and invited into time with him through the word or through prayer. And so.
So you like try to motivate yourself just by saying like, well, it's something I should do. I should get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what does that do to your motivation? Like what happens when you live in that for a while?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it puts the pressure on me to make something happen in that as opposed to, depending fully on God to be the one to like make that holiness even within me. So
I think in my life sometimes guilt or shame or maybe frustration with myself has been a motivation to holy living. Like I'm tired of this sin struggle, I have to fight it because I'm tired of having to confess this, or I'm tired of having to bring this up. And even that becomes self-defeating because like it might be motivating in the moment, but pretty quickly it saps all of my energy because I'm just looking at how bad I feel and feeling bad for feeling bad and not looking at God for his actual strength to solve it. Because if my guilt or shame could have solved it, it would have been fixed a long time ago. And it just gets worse, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you practically cultivate treasuring God? Right, again, if treasuring God is the beginning of holy living, how do you do that?
Yeah. I don't think I can treasure God if I don't know God, right? So... I mean, it may sound simple or like the obvious answer, but like time each day spent in the Word with God, not just to learn more about him, mm-hmm. but like actually know him, mm-hmm. right? And so mm-hmm. I've even caught myself in this last week, like quick to pray, like, and declare who God is. Like he's mm-hmm. good, he's faithful, mm-hmm. even he's holy. Like all these things that are true yeah. about God, but they've almost lost their punch a little bit mm-hmm. of what those words actually mean.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, personally, I've been trying to be more specific in prayer. In who he is, and mm-hmm. so it's not just saying, "Yeah, God, you're holy." It's unpacking that a little mm-hmm. bit. How have I seen that in the past? How have I seen that in the Word? And so,
because sometimes, yeah, those words that we say a lot of times, like, "God, you're good," "God, you're still good."
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. But unpacking, yeah, okay, you've been good to me in this situation, or you've met me in this, yeah. Yep. For your personal Bible reading, do you have like a plan you use, or do you just pick a book? Like, what do you, how do you know what to read when you wake up in the morning?
Yeah, yeah. So I've been going through the Veritas plan,
cool.
yeah, along with a lot of people, I'm sure. But yeah, in whatever week we're on, 20, maybe 19.
Depends on when you started the plan.
We're in Psalms, I guess. Yeah, yes. yeah, that's yes. true. That's true. Yeah. So I've been going through the Bible plan, doing memorization yeah. with that, and then studying a book of the Bible with a gal I meet with every week. So we're Sweet. Studying Romans right now.
I've got a friend who we're doing the Veritas reading plan, and we have Marco Polo that app.
Yeah.
And he just told me the other week, like, yeah, it's been a little while since I've read. And so I was like, well, I'm already doing the plan. Jump on with me. And so every day we pull each other back and forth and just say one verse that was helpful or one thing we're processing, or say the days where it's like, I read it. I don't know if I really connected or felt it today. Mm. Right. Like even admitting that allows us to not put on a religious performance or something like that.
Yeah. I love that. It's really simple to invite people into reading with you when it's laid yeah. out for you. It takes the thought out of it.
Yeah. And accountability doesn't have to be legalistic, right? Mm.
Yeah.
Like maybe if you're listening to this and you're like, I want to treasure God more, but I'm struggling, like invite people into that and just be real that you're struggling to treasure God.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. One thing I've started doing is praying for the Father through the Spirit to help me love the Son.
Mm.
Like invite, you know, I read it in a book. No shock. You know,
he's
whatever.
A nerd.
Yep. But knowing that like I can't muster up enough love of Jesus like
yeah.
by just trying really hard.
Yeah.
And I even need the Spirit to like make the Word alive for me and apply it to me because it's not only my mind that captures it, but I need the Spirit to like wake me up to it too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't work hard enough to like love Jesus, but I'm trying to pray every day like, Father, by the Spirit, help me love the Son. And again, not like as a like a ritual or whatever, but like trying to lean into that, whatever form that takes each day.
Yeah, that's good.
Jake said another thing. He said, God does big things through people who are committed to Him in small things. So where has God been shaping your commitment to Him in small things? That might be like disciplines reading, but what other small things has been shaping your commitment?
Yeah. I think the first thing that comes to mind, probably because we're in the revival series, but the repentance that Michael talked about last week,
yeah.
like being quick to repent, mm-hmm. But also like that space in between, I think you and Matthew talked about it, the space in between sinning and repenting gets shorter and shorter and shorter, and just being in a constant routine of repenting, both to God and to other people, which is, I think, where our connection groups come in handy with that, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I have some gals in my connection group that I'm now close friends with that they would be my go-to people to call up to confess something to. And I know it's not going to be received as just like, well, thanks for sharing. Okay, sounds good.
Move
right?
on.
Yeah, moving on. It's like, man, they are quick to also speak the gospel over that.
Cool.
And yeah.
That's sweet.
How about you?
Yeah. One of the places that, like, I'm trying to be committed to God is two things. One, my, like, thought life and the ways I think about situations. I was talking to Elena yesterday, like, I've been, like, planning and dreaming and scheming and working and whatever, and not really, like, being prayerful about some of those things. And so I love to live in the future and think about post-COVID and how these things are going to go, whatever. But I haven't been building in enough time to be committed to just, like, laying that stuff before God and yielding, kind of that prayer acronym, like yielding those plans consistently.
Yep.
And it feels like a small thing, or I don't know if it feels like a small thing to other people, but I get so wrapped up in my expectations that shows up in small ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been inviting community into that, like talking to Big Mike today about it and talking to my wife yesterday, and I'm trying to make a regular rhythm of those things too. And then another thing, like our budget, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to budget and think like give, save, live, and ways that we can be committed to giving generously and sacrificially.
Yeah, especially in this time where I think, I know I'm prone to like hold on to, like there's unknowns, there's uncertainties with COVID. And so it's like, man, how can I hang on to my money as opposed to like, wait, no, like God is still king and he's still king over my finances, my budget. And I can still be open-handed with that, even though it's unknown.
Was this like conversation about personal holiness or the message, was this like a new concept to you, or is this something you thought about before, been working through?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been chewing on it before. It's something that the gal I meet with, we studied like the holiness of God together.
Catherine Huffer. She's on my team. She's great.
Got to study the holiness of God. We joke that I got my master's in the holiness of God. I think Nathan came up with that joke.
I doubt it.
It's definitely a joke. I'm not a master in anything. But yeah, so I think I've started chewing on it, but it's also one of those things that we barely scratch the surface of.
Yeah.
There's so much depth in God's holiness that it's something that we're going to be pursuing our whole life.
Yeah.
So,
which is insane that God says, be holy as I'm holy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we need community to help us with that, because even to see the facets and dimensions of how big God is. So it's really cool that you've like walked through with somebody, like, let's study God's holiness together.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things about this revival series, one of the things it's exposing is how much we need community even in this aspect, where it's like a very personal, rich thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in confession and repentance and all of these things, like, we need community in that. All right, so you're in connection group.
Yep.
I'm in connection group too. What's one question that you think would be helpful for connection groups to talk through this week?
Yeah. On the topic of treasuring God, I think what comes to mind is, like, why should we treasure God?
Yeah.
Like, what about God is worth treasuring, I guess? So getting into, like, characteristics of God, who God is, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, and then how do we do that? So practically, so why should we treasure God? And then, like, how do we do it? How do we do it together in community?
And if you don't start with the why, you end up in all kinds of, like, I mean, bad conclusions, legalism, whatever you want to say, right? If you don't start with, like, who God is and what he's done, but if you start with us, then your personal holiness will never rise to the level that God actually has for it, right?
Mm.
Our personal holiness can only, like, it sort of rises to the level of the object we fix our eyes on.
Mm.
So if we're fixing our eyes on God, who says, be holy as I am holy, we see how much we need the cross in that.
Yeah.
But if we just go, okay, be holy, and miss God, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I think we create all kinds of excuses for ourselves for why we're good enough where we're at, or live in shame.
And the opposite, I think it makes us fall into the trap of trying to work for our holiness and do more, be more, read the Bible more, pray more. This victim mindset almost of, I have to be more to achieve something.
Totally.
As opposed to, like, just receiving from the Father that, like, he's inviting us into being close to him. So.
And this incredible holy God in the Old Testament revealed himself in the person of Christ, right? The exact image of the Father, and gave us holiness when we didn't deserve it. Cool. So groups this week, I'd love for you to start with the why. Like, why is it worthwhile to treasure God? Why is his holiness good and not just scary?
Yeah.
Why do we want to pursue it? Man, because of Jesus, right? Yeah. Remind each other the gospel. And then from there, move to how. How can we together pursue treasuring Jesus and pursue personal holiness? And if we as a church pursued personal holiness with that right why, I think we begin to see that sort of revival, right, led out of repentance and stuff. Cool. Breen, thanks for joining us this week on Sunday Recap. Thanks for joining us, guys. We hope this helps your conversation and connection group and in community.